On October 17, 2005, International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, the women of the World March of Women will complete the Women's Global Charter for Humanity World Relay. On this occasion, many women will gather in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, the last stop of the relay, to remind the planet that women are demanding the elimination of poverty and violence against women, and that they want to build a world based on equality, freedom, solidarity, justice, and peace. The women of Burkina will inaugurate a peace square. Their country was chosen because it is one of the poorest on the planet, and the women there experience specific kinds of violence, genital mutilation, early marriage, polygamy, etc. Also on October 17, 2005, the Women of the World March will hold 24 hours of feminist solidarity. At noon, when the sun is at its zenith, each group will stage a one-hour action. The event will begin in the Far East, in New Caledonia, and continue westward, passing through the time zones in Asia, the Middle East, Europe, Africa, and last in the Americas. The activities will pass from one country to another without interruption to create a true chain of solidarity lasting 24 hours. Also on October 17, 2005, the Women of the World March will hold 24 hours of feminist solidarity. At noon, when the sun is at its zenith, each group will stage a one-hour action. The event will begin in the Far East, in New Caledonia, and continue westward, passing through the time zones in Asia, the Middle East, Europe, Africa, and last in the Americas. The activities will pass from one country to another without interruption to create a true chain of solidarity, lasting 24 hours. The Women's Global Charter for Humanity was adopted on December 10, 2004. The relay began on March 8, 2005, International Women's Day, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Since then, the charter has traveled from country to country throughout the whole world. Already thousands of women have gathered to receive it and to promote the values it espouses: equality, freedom, solidarity, justice, and peace. Throughout the relay, women have organized awareness-raising action and information on the contents of the charter, and they have called on their elected representatives and the public to endorse them. The events crossed borders. Women met at the border of Peru and Ecuador, of Brazil and Argentina, and of India and Pakistan. Women from Azerbaijan and Greece went to Istanbul before traveling to Marseille for the European meeting, where 12,000 women converged. There were symbolic acts. In Lebanon, five children released five pigeons into the air and five boats into the sea, while five artists were drawing paintings representing